Now, it's Heidi and Frank. And Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Hello and welcome.
Do you know what today is?
Educate me, please.
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sloppy Joe Day.
It's Sloppy Joe Day.
It is today, National Sloppy Joe Day.
It's all right. It's all right. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Get yourself some Sloppy Joes.
Let's start the show.
Come on. It's showtime.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. Is Sloppy Joe a hangover food?
Sloppy Joe.
I can see that.
I mean, yeah, it's like
greasy.
Is that always a day after St. Patrick's Day? Sloppy Joe Day?
I guess if it's always the 18th, right?
What do you eat for hangover food?
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's. That's up there.
100%.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get your McGriddles, sausage McGriddles. Oh, yeah. Get a couple of those babies. Cup of hot coffee. You're good.
What are you eating, Renee? Like a bowl of pig organs?
Hey. No. It's my go-to.
What's that stuff called?
Menudo.
Menudo. Oh,
that's a good hangover recipe. But my go-to is Del Taco.
Oh, okay.
I can't hear Renee.
Del Taco.
Yeah, Del Taco.
Yeah. Not a good one. Yeah.
Can you ever hear Renee?
Uh-uh.
Ever?
Oh, yeah, I can't always. Yeah, unfortunately. Today I can't. I want to.
It's always weird. A button, right?
Is that
a button?
There he is.
There he is.
Yeah,
there he is.
There he is.
Yeah, two chicken soft tacos and a bean and cheese burrito.
Damn.
It's always my go-to.
And then you're right as rain.
Everybody have a good St. Patrick's Day?
Excellent.
Excellent time out there, Tarantula Hill Brewing.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. What a good time. That place
How many
is
beers
awesome.
Were
massive.
Drunk?
Oh. Quite a bit.
All the beer?
Over the weekend?
Oh, man.
Full?
Oh, yeah, you did a whole thing, Johnny. You were not just...
How much weight you think you gained back, Johnny, from our weigh-ins on Friday?
Oh, I weighed this morning. Yeah,
gained 2 pounds.
Oh. You gained 2 pounds.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Nice.
Yeah. Probably threw up at least 4 or 5 pounds.
Johnny, you're still throwing up. You're a 40-year-old
really?
Man.
Yeah, I way overdid it this weekend.
I saw you posting on Instagram on Saturday.
Yeah. At the neighbor's house.
They look
like
they're fun people.
They are fun people, yeah. Full bar, bartender out in the backyard, casino night inside, dealers, 3 tables of blackjack going.
Really?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, whatever, shots.
What was the occasion?
Right. St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay. That was their St. Patty's Day party and the poker party.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Casino night, St. Patrick's Day. So, yeah, when I woke up Sunday morning... Oh, I just didn't think I could drink even more.
Yeah, you were drinking Sprite when he got there at the brewery. He had a Sprite. What are you doing?
Were we eating some saltine crackers, too?
I'm just a pussy.
Yeah.
Just like Mom used to make.
I was just
a little bendy straw coming out of his can.
Yeah. I was so shaky. And then listener Rich, he's like, all right, come on, Irish car bomb, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So that's when you
that was your first drink, the Irish car bomb?
That was my first drink.
Oh, my God.
I did that, and I go, let's go!
Yeah.
Hair of the dog.
He was back.
And I was back, and then started drinking Razzle Dazzle.
What's a Razzle Dazzle?
It's a
sour.
It's a sour beer.
Oh, beer. Okay, gotcha.
Razzle Dazzle.
Delicious.
Give her the old Razzle Dazzle.
I think that's a... It's a Burt Kreischer special on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Razzle Dazzle. I think that's his special on Netflix. But.
Jordan, did you have a fun time down in Long Beach?
I did. Yeah, I ended up at Alex's bar yesterday to see the Long Beach Irishmen do a whole set of Pogues songs.
Yeah?
Yeah. So
how was that?
It was, honestly, it was a great time. Yeah. Just seeing a bunch of good friends, good people, meeting new people. I mean, St. Paddy's Day is one of those days where, like, you don't have to be Irish, but everybody's Irish that day just celebrating. So... they had like the Jameson, clovers on all the tables, so you just see all these light up 4-leaf clovers everywhere. It's like Mardi Gras, but with grain.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one of my favorite holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to get rid of a holiday, St. Patrick's Day is not even in consideration.
No, it stays.
No.
Yeah. I mean, if we had to get rid of one, though.
Halloween.
No.
I knew I would get you.
No.
Halloween. That's like... Ultra safe.
Man, get out of here. I made the guys upset.
I'm going
Arbor
Day.
Which one would you say?
Arbor Day.
Well, that's not really a holiday. That's a con.
No,
we're talking
it is.
The biggies. Christmas.
We could probably get rid of Arbor Day.
I don't even know what it is.
You're supposed to plant a tree.
Plant trees? Yeah. All right.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, St. Patrick's Day.
No.
Then you hate all the biggies.
No, Cinco de Mayo. No, I'm giving you options of what really is.
What the actual
Everybody
holiday
is. 4th of July. It's Valentine's Day.
Get rid of that.
Yeah,
one.
Just get rid of it.
Oh, you know what, Jordan?
I need it.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah, get rid of that.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just said Halloween to get you guys going.
To
see how passionate you are. And clearly, there's a big passion.
Yeah, we have a passion for Halloween and gambling. March Madness is here.
Yeah.
The 68-team field for the men's college basketball tournament was revealed yesterday. I have not seen it, but the defending champion, University of Connecticut, who's 31-3, takes the top overall seed. The other three were Houston, who's 30-4, Purdue, 29-4, and North Carolina, 27-7.
Indiana University, nowhere in there, huh?
No. There is an Indiana University, Purdue.
Well, yeah. But
it's an Indiana. It's A. So, yeah, looking forward to that. If you think you have a chance of maybe filling out a perfect bracket, yeah, the odds on that are 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Who's that guy? Is it what, Mattress Mac or something? Who does gives a big...
I think you might be Rupert
right.
Murdoch.
Oh yeah, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Warren Buffett.
Yeah,
Warren Buffett does.
So
that.
You're telling me there's a chance?
Well, I guess, and that's if you just did a coin flip on every single one, because that's without any knowledge of the basketball game that's happening or the teams in it. But if you do know something about the basketball and the teams, your chances of a perfect bracket improve to a mere 1 in 120.2 billion. So
has it never been done?
Yeah, boy. No. Not gonna happen again this year. I put money on it. Doesn't happen. Well, maybe $5.
You're putting money on the money. Yeah.
I'm betting the don't come.
Oh, wow. You've lost that one quite a bit.
Oh,
because you're always like, oh, damn it.
I'm always betting against myself.
But you always lose. Yeah, I'm not going
to
this time.
Don't!
I'm not going to this time. Oh, damn it. I owe somebody some money.
There's other sports stuff going on. National Women's Soccer League season kicks off. Chicago Bears trade QB Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, I know. I don't know what to do now. Who do we start?
You're starting Russell Wilson.
I know.
He's going to be
training
a young Jedi.
Okay.
You better hope.
I certainly hope so, yeah.
Wait, how old's the new guy or the guy they just traded?
He's young.
Fields is young, yeah.
He's young.
In his 20s? Young?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
He blew it up there in Chicago, honestly.
So, there you go, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm excited. Rocking the Steelers today.
Well, let's see.
Oh, Keenan Allen. Not going to finish his time out here in L.A.
That's right.
That's sad.
Where'd he go?
Oh, I think he went to Tennessee, I want to say. But still, I mean, it was
just... he went to the Bears.
Did he? Let's see.
I don't know. Anyway, all this football talk. We've lost Heidi.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about Sloppy Joe still, so you guys can
Me
talk
too.
Amongst yourselves. I don't mind.
Eruptions in Iceland.
Oh, man, did you see those pictures? Jesus.
Mm.
Insane.
Southern Iceland was hit with its fourth volcanic eruption in the past 3 months, prompting the evacuation of thousands from a nearby town and tourist attraction. No deaths have been confirmed.
That's crazy when you see those pictures.
However, one local worker remains unaccounted for after falling into a fissure opened by the seismic activity.
Well, I think we know then. How can they say no deaths?
I know, I'm thinking the same
thing.
Where
did Bill go? I saw him fall into a fissure. He's probably fine, but I saw him fall into a fissure earlier.
Have you seen him since?
No.
No.
He's
you think
probably
he's dead? No, we're uncertain.
I don't.
No, we're pretty certain.
Bill's dead. Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, there's no chance.
I mean,
Bill's gone.
Have you yelled Bill into the fissure? Is there any response?
I doubt it.
No, he's dead.
He's gone. Hopefully it was quick.
I don't know. A fissure being quick?
Well, if...
How terrifying that would be. You know, you're fuzzured.
Well, yeah, you're fuzzured right up.
You just fuzzured yourself. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You're just...
What do I know?
How deep's this thing go? And you just see the light leaving. No one's going to find you.
Ugh. He could be like that guy in 127 hours.
Might be alive down there at the bottom.
Yeah. Got to cut some body part off to climb out.
The fissure's echoing just right. They can totally hear you saying, he's dead. He's like, no, I'm not. He's just playing,
but it doesn't
playing
work the other
day. Yeah. For some reason, he can't hear him. He can hear us.
Nightmare fuel. I'm coming back.
Yeah. Something happened. He snaps his neck and he can't speak.
Oh.
He's just screaming with his eyes.
That's the name of the movie. Scream with my eyes.
That got dark.
Summer. Yeah. He had to scream with his eyes because his neck was broken. Fissure.
In a world
where no one can hear you scream with your eyes.
On the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. Right on the boundary of the North American and Eurasian tectonic plates.
Look at you.
We have Iceland.
If you make it too smart, people won't come.
I know.
You need to make
They're
it
like,
kind of a
I'm
dumb
out.
Blockbuster. Yeah.
That sounds like something I wouldn't understand.
It's not
like
all
it's basically
up
he fell in a crack. Is that what the movie's about?
Well, yeah.
How's his mother's back doing? I mean, she's got to be dead, too. He fell in the damn crack. Fall in a crack, your mom's just dead.
Yeah. A fissure?
You step
yeah.
on it, you break your back.
Mom's not doing well.
She's goner.
He fell in a fissure in Iceland. His mother lives in Salt Lake City, Utah, and felt horrible back pain.
Read the book.
The Time Life series. Oh, man.
Well, hey, look who's calling us. It's our friend Rich Sands who had a stroke.
Oh, yes, Rich. Wow.
Hey, Rich.
How are you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Rich.
He's on drugs. Yeah, he's on drugs. Okay. Rich, you all right, man?
Yeah, I'm getting better. Sorry, I thought this was going to go better, but...
you just had a stroke, dude. I mean, really, you're doing great.
Yeah, I love you guys as Left Side Johnny Jesus.
He loved the joke by having him left.
Yeah.
One more thing. Gotcha. Well, yes.
That's crap. It's crap.
Oh, it's crap.
Is
it's
it?
Crap.
Oh.
No, it was just someone doing crap, pretending to be Rich, yeah, having a stroke.
No, this is Rich Sands. How you guys doing?
Rich, you all right?
You son
right.
of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
He doing is an actor.
I'm out of the hospital. I'm out of the hospital. No lasting effects. I actually played hockey yesterday.
Oh, what?
Well, then why you still got a speech impediment?
Yeah, what's going on? Get hit in the face with a pop?
Yeah.
Why are you so stupid then?
Yeah, he's method.
That's right, method.
Hey, Rich, how did you find out you
Damn.
Had a stroke?
Okay, what happened was I was at last Tuesday morning. I was at 7-Eleven doing my normal thing. 7 o'clock, I go in. I have to use the restroom. I get done, and I could not button my pants up. I had no strength. I had no feeling. I was like... had that hardest time buttoning my pants. So I'm like, finally I get it. I don't know how I got it. And I grab the key to the bathroom. I walk out and I look at my hands. The keys are gone. I'm like, oh, okay, I left them in the bathroom. So I go to get a coffee. I grab a cup, put it in my left hand. I go to put it up to this dispenser. There's no cup. And I'm like, oh my God, what the hell? And it's on the floor. So I I'm feeling weird. So I decide I'm walking out. As I walk out, the attendant's outside, and I go to him. I said, "Peter,
you're on a first name basis
in the bathroom, but I'm slurring the whole time. I can't even speak. Whoa. While I'm slurring, I'm trying to tell him, basically, I'm like, yeah, I love the key to the bathroom. That's how I was actually talking. And then I knew something was wrong, so I got in my truck and I called 911.
Wow. Damn, Rich. Jesus.
And then they took me to UCLA Medical Center, and I was there all week. So, and I had three more strokes on Tuesday afternoon and evening.
Damn.
So, yeah, and yeah, it was a horrible experience. Horrible. I do not recommend this for anyone.
Oh, no, well, yeah. What do you think brought it on? I saw stress. You might be under a lot of stress.
Yeah, a lot of stress lately. But it was a blood clot that made it to the brain.
So medication now, like the blood thinner?
Yeah,
Coumadin.
Exactly. Heparin. Yeah, blood thinners. Yeah, that
round table.
That's what they had me on. Heparin drip while I was in the hospital.
Heparin.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Rich. I'm glad you're alive, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. I love your jokes. It was awesome. Like, hey, I had a great laugh, you know, while I was laying in the hospital bed listening.
No, thanks,
buddy. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's got to get his back.
Come on.
Didn't want to risk it.
And because at one point, right before he said, I got you, he was turning into crab.
Yes.
And it
sounded like crab. I still think it was crab. Can I be honest?
Trying to convince her it was crab at the end.
Maybe when you play like you're having a stroke, you just sound like crab.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go back to the fissure story, or are we done with that one?
Oh, I could talk about it for another hour. Are you kidding me? I'm still worried about Bill.
We're still wondering if he's alive. I'm not convinced he's dead yet.
Jordan still has hope. I say we go look for him. So, yes, more fissure. Let's do it.
The eruption over there in Iceland comes 5 months after officials warned of a 9-mile-long tunnel of magma underneath the region. You have a volcano actively erupting all the time around you. Mm-hmm. And they got to keep evacuating you? Ooh, man.
I guess
this is Iceland, though. You see
beautiful pictures of Iceland, you're like, it's worth it. Worth it. We'll stay.
I mean, it's underground, so that's where you keep the magma. Where else would it be?
On the surface, taking your house.
If it erupts.
Good point.
Pyroclastic blast. Just kill everybody. I swear, if Yellowstone blows up, we're all dead.
Let's hope it's fast.
What are the chances of that actually happening sooner than later? Because there was a bunch of volcanic activity out in Japan recently, too.
Yep.
And like,
gonna have that.
Hawaii's been acting up. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. These tectonic plates shifting.
Eventually.
Yes, yeah, it says this volcano. It's moved the earth 3 feet lower. Like this whole magma tube. It's like everything around it's been sunk a yard.
Oh. Wow.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's time to like just caravan out of there.
It's too pretty. People aren't going to leave.
I know. It's too pretty. Look where we live, California. I was like, my God, you guys got everything out there. We just had a hurricane.
Hurricane. Mm-hmm. Earthquakes.
So, we're going to have to start getting used to that.
Mm-hmm.
Rainageddon, or whatever they called it.
Rainageddon? Oh, my God.
What'd they call it? What'd they call it when it rained? The drops of rain that we got.
It should have been called Rainageddon, but I don't remember it being called that.
We're getting the rain.
What was it called, though? Atmospheric River? No.
I thought we had some. Who knows?
Rainy McRainface?
We're supposed to have, like, crazy tropical weather this afternoon, too.
Really?
Yeah. Thunderstorms.
What?
Yeah. Warm, humid conditions, bringing in thunderstorms, hail, and lightning today.
Wonderful.
Perfect. Hopefully this guy got all the bread off his lawn.
What?
A Nevada man was shocked to discover that someone dumped hundreds of loaves of bread on his property.
What a bimbo.
I think it might have been a delivery that just gone awry.
Yeah, it was a delivery truck back. Awry. Oh,
better get it off there quick before it turns sour.
Hey.
That's a crummy way to start your morning.
That guy's toast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Speaking of other funny stuff, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You know we're all just thinking of bread.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
He just kind of rolls with it.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is getting close to picking a running mate. He's looking for someone who shares his values and who loves to lose.
Well, let's think of who that could be. Mm-hmm. My God, that's me.
Speaking of elections, though, early results show Russian President Vladimir Putin wins re-election.
Oh, does he?
With over 85% of the vote.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
For his fifth presidential term. 85%.
How about that other percentage? Are they afraid they would be found hung?
They're missing.
Yeah, exactly.
They've all been thrown down fissures.
I'll just say they went looking for Bill.
We sent search party.
We sent a rescue team.
That's ultimate political spin.
We care about Iceland.
Speaking of weather and stuff, South Sudan shuts down all schools in anticipation of a 2-week heat wave. I'm like, when I hear South Sudan, I'm thinking all-time heat wave all the time.
Right.
What's a heat wave to them?
I don't know.
The surface of Mercury? Yeah, South Sudan. That's pretty much hot all the time.
I wonder if it must be just as exciting as our snow days in Indiana.
Sand day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I think I overdid it this weekend. Not with the partying. I mean, well, I saw you on Saturday for that Foxy and the Hounds.
Oh, yeah. How was
run 5K. For the L.A.
It was fun.
Big 5K.
You know, it's so funny when you go to a 5K like that because, you know, there's some that are walking like we did. I mean, Frank and Carmen ran a little bit, but it's like
that
you see
mistake.
All kinds. There was a Heidi and Frank Show fan out there. He was, like, super fit. He's running barefoot. Did you run into that guy? Did he find you?
No.
Yeah, so he's running barefoot. He passes us. I'm walking with a couple of Foxy the Hounds people, and he goes, Heidi and Frank Show. And he's like, it's only 3 miles. It's only 3 effing miles. The guy's barefoot. And he's running. He's running the whole thing. You see, like, the super serious runners, the barefoot
runners. Do we want him screaming, like, our names?
He was, quite a bit.
But was he a good rep, or is he, like, one of the, like, when Jesus looks down, see that person with a big old sign saying, Jesus saves?
He was okay.
You're like, oh, man, put the thing.
He was okay. He was very, very joyful and, like, pump you up. Kinda.
He didn't
like,
scare people?
No, he was running backwards for a while going, you got this, Foxy, yeah, you got this, Heidi.
Oh,
where's Frank? And I go, he's up ahead, go find him.
Go, yeah, exactly. Look at you. Go find him.
Yeah, I go find him. He's up. He's got a pink shirt on like me.
Oh, man.
But it's
are you sore?
Oh, yes.
I mean, yeah, like you said.
I didn't expect the hills.
Yeah, there's quite a few hills.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so my wife, we're out there, and she's like, this is crazy. I've never been to something like this before. So when it starts, and I know the LA Marathon happened the day after on Sunday, right?
Right, yes.
But when it starts, I'm sure the LA Marathon, it's even more of a crazy scene because it keeps going forever. But this is just 3 miles. But 6,500 people are all lined up. And so everyone kind of starts jogging. You're like, okay, Jesus Christ. It's just that I got to start jogging.
Yeah. Well,
I am in such pain.
Here's where I really screwed up because I just plan to walk it. You know, I've got the partial knee replacement. I'm not going to screw myself up by
bad
trying
back.
To do something. But no, everything else, it's all good. But where I think I screwed up is I didn't realize that KTLA and Wendy Burch was right there at the start line. So KTLA is when everybody, the gun goes and they go, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines or however it started, 3, 2, 1, go. And I'm just walking, and there I am on KTLA, as she's going, we are out here at the 5K, look at everybody, go, and here, then I'm
and you're just walking
moseying
slowly.
By the KTLA camera, and then I'm waiting away, because I knew you were behind me, and then there goes Frank Carvin. I sent the video to you, Frank.
I did see the video.
So you can send it to Johnny.
We made the news.
No way.
Sort of.
You have to see, but I was like, you know, if I had known that was the KTLA crew was right there, I would have at least started like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then ran by the camera. And then, but it's just the shot of me going.
I know. And that's when everybody has energy. So even like the big people are running.
Everybody is.
It's like, if he's going to run, we got to run, honey. So we start following this big guy. Oh, I am so sore. And then I had to go home. Speaking of like weather days, since I live close to the beach, we get sand.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to shovel that sand. So I had to go home, shovel about 2 tons of sand after that thing.
Two ton?
Yeah.
Say what?
4,000 pounds of sand.
Probably, yes.
Oh my God. Where does it go in your yard?
Fill it up in a wheelbarrow, take it down the street, dump it to, wow, to the sand spot. Ugh. This giant hill.
Oh my God. Does it get
old neighbors are out watching me do it.
Yeah.
Look at you out here shoveling. Yeah, you got one? Help. Nope. It's like all the guys come out and they just stood there while he did it. You assholes. No, it was great. They give me a break. You know, like come down. I was like, hey, you've been working hard out here. You want a beer? I'm like, sweet. Yeah, thank nice. You.
Yeah.
I was the poor pathetic guy having to do housework or chores. Ugh.
Did anybody disclose this to you before you purchased the property?
No,
have to know.
You're going to have to deal with floods and sand dunes in your...
I'm like, this is worse than snow.
Oh, yeah.
Shoveling sand. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, well, how? I'm like, well, I don't have to take snow in a wheelbarrow, then haul it. I just make a path, and it's going to melt later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sand ain't going away. You got to remove it.
Yeah,
you
got to shovel it, dump it. Sucks.
Sucks.
Oh, I bitch and complain about living at the beach.
But the views, Frank. The views. It's God. Like...
Oh. The sunset pisses me off.
You know, Frank, you don't make living at the beach sound great.
Yeah.
It's like when people say Heidi doesn't make sound great. Yeah. Good dogs. Great. But the views, the love, you know?
No, let me get a shovel sand.
It's worth it. You got to enjoy the good, you have to have a little of the, you know, the pain in the ass.
Yeah. Oh, the inventor of karaoke is dead. The guy who came up with the concept of karaoke. He passed away. His name was his Japanese businessman named Shigichi Nagishi.
What a great name.
That is a great name, Shigichi Nagishi. Hmm. He lived to be 100 years old.
I wonder what his song was.
Yeah.
You know, he had, if you're inventing karaoke, you have to have your song. That's the whole reason you're doing it. You know, I love to sing.
He invented the first karaoke machine in 1967.
Oh, I had no idea it was
after one of his employees made fun of his singing voice. It was originally called the Sparko Box.
Well, nickname in college.
Mm-hmm. Your lesbian weed dealer, old Sparko Box.
Oh, we're getting ready to party tonight. I got to go see Sparko Box. Get some accoutrement. Some party favors.
This guy, Nagishi, never patented his invention. But his daughter says they never bothered him. But that never bothered him. What? He felt a lot of pride in seeing his idea evolve into a culture of having people have fun through song around the world.
Because if you sing a karaoke song in a bar, that person, that licensed music, isn't getting paid.
All right. Yeah, they are.
Right? They are? Well, not
I think it has to do with... That's a long, drawn-out process to explain it.
Okay, great.
It has to do with, how much money you make off of that percent given to the rights of everybody that's available in your machine.
Okay.
But there are bigger hits as far as, karaoke choices. So, round table, Heidi starts.
Summer Lovin'.
Didn't make top 10.
Get out of here. It's every time I go to karaoke.
No, it did not. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, wow. Who hit the buzzer?
I did.
Oh, you didn't think it was?
Oh, I mean, you just said
you
it
waited
was
till you said it did not make the top 10. It
did not. I was just stretching it out. All right.
All right.
I'm going to go Piano Man because that's mine.
Good choice.
On a Saturday night.
No.
No.
No, Piano Man's not top 10.
This is whack.
Yeah.
Mm. Renee?
I love this bar. Was that
no
Toby
way.
Keith?
Not top 10.
No way. Mm.
I'm going to stick in the country vein and say Friends in Low Places. Garth Brooks.
No.
Damn.
Oh my God.
It's everywhere.
Oh, I think I might know.
I'm out.
You're out?
Oh, no.
You can't
what
think of a
that?
Song?
One karaoke song.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Great choice. My go-to.
Sure, nope.
Take it.
Everyone's out. That sucks.
Wow.
Well, then that means we're back in.
Okay, I guess if everyone's out, then everyone's back in. That's the rule. All
that's
right.
How that works.
Second round.
Now we're even playing field.
One correct answer is pretty much championship.
Oh, this is the first one to score in the NFL. It's a good touchdown. Okay.
No.
I'm going to go YMCA.
The Village People? Mm-hmm. No. You're out again.
This was, I think, at the end of The Wedding Singer, Rapper's Delight.
Oh, hip hop. Hip it to the hip, hip hop.
No, you're out again.
Okay. All right. My go-to, hopefully it's on that list, is the Humpty Dance. All right, stop what you're doing.
No. God. You're out of here.
You guys,
right.
I think we have to think.
Yeah, I feel like we're overthinking this.
Yes, man. This is the top 10 karaoke songs, like most requested to get up and do. And you guys suck at this.
All right, let's go. Tom Petty, Free Fallin'.
Tom Petty, no. No.
Let's do Aerosmith, right?
Walk This Way.
Yes! Thank you.
No, it's not on there. Yeah. All out again. Oh, my God. This sucks.
We can't even get one on the top 10 list of karaoke songs.
Really over.
I got it. Let me give a prize to somebody who calls in and knows one. All right. 818-955-2955. Seriously. You got, and you, looks on your faces doesn't tell me you have any new ideas.
I have one. I have one.
You have one?
Yeah. Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline. I shouldn't have let you guess. I shouldn't have.
Oh. Well, pretend I didn't.
Hooray! Sweet Caroline, number one answer.
It is? How'd I go from worst to first?
Let me see. All right, so who's... Hey, Norms.
Yes, how about Lady Madonna by the Beatles?
Oh, Lady Madonna by the Beatles. No, you're out.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
I've never even heard of that song.
Lady Madonna. Do, 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 do.
Still nothing.
I think I'm doing another song at this point.
Yeah, you're close. You got it going.
You recognize it now?
Nothing. Sunday morning.
Crazy. Okay. You too, Johnny? Never heard that?
No, never. Mm-hmm. No.
I'm not a Beatles fan, so maybe it's just not. Didn't get in there.
All right, let's see. Who's next? Looks like it's Steve. Hello, Steve.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Let's
go with Don't Stop Believin', Journey.
Don't Stop Believin'.
That's a good answer.
Yes, that's number three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what I got for prizes today. I have
anything for kids? I got two young ones. Anything?
Ooh, for kids.
Bad role, man. Felt like that. I love it.
I do.
Yes.
All right. I have, these are four packs, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you
four
pack of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, guys.
Go out the spring break. Open day is now through April 8th.
Birthday presents, my little guy. Yeah, thank you, guys. God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We'll see you guys. Thank you.
Stop by and see me while you're up there.
Stay at home, man.
Yep.
See? Karaoke.
Frank, I'm going to need another drink if we're going to sit through this.
No doubt.
Seriously. Let's hit the bar.
Wait, can I? I'm going to take one more guess. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Ooh.
I mean, it's...
you're out again.
Okay, all right.
Damn.
Because nobody should be doing that. I mean, you better have
That's
a
why
voice
no one does
that.
That's why
it.
It's not going to be in the top 10, because people are too afraid of it.
Yeah.
Don't want to touch it.
One of those.
About Moni. Moni Money.
No.
Billy Idol.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay, I've just got to tell you. Okay. Let's see. We had number one was Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Number two was not guessed. It was Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Oh,
yeah.
Then Don't Stop Believin', Journey. Then in the fourth spot, Love Shack, the B-52s.
Ah, of course.
Naturally.
Five, Wannabe from the Spice Girls.
That's got to be an ensemble.
Yeah, that's right. When all your girls get up with
Six was Dancing Queen, ABBA. These are the top karaoke songs in honor of Sagichi Nagishi.
Sagichi Nagishi.
Who invented karaoke. He passed away at the age of 100. Number 7 would be a big butt kicker for all of you. I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor.
Damn it.
Oh, damn number it. 8. You can hear yourselves again. Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen.
Oh, that's a toughie.
That's a bold choice.
Jesus. That's long, too. People Mama are like, mia. Come on.
Mamma mia. All right. Number 9 was Bryan Adams, Summer of 69.
Okay.
And in the 10th spot, Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. I don't even know that song.
Her eyes, da, 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 nope. They're shining. Her smile.
Oh, okay. Da, 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 da,
da. Yeah. There's some beautiful.
There's no Lady Marmalade.
In every single.
Or Lady Madonna.
Oh, my God, I nailed it.
Lady Marmalade. Yeah. Marmalade. Come on, ladies, mom.
It is a mashup. When I see your
song a couple more times because I got Bruno Mars news coming up in 20 and 24.
Is it about his gambling issues?
Oh, are we gonna get into it right now?
Well, I mean, I figured, you know. Okay. All right. Yeah. Out of the Bruno Mars.
Yeah, it is. He's got some serious gambling issues.
I think I did see him at his residency in Vegas. Was he doing it at the MGM Grand?
Yeah, it was at the MGM.
Maybe don't take that gig if you got a gambling problem.
And maybe it just, you know, the tab or whatever the, what do they give you? The loan from the button.
Yeah, yeah, marker.
The marker, whatever you buy to use their money. Added up really fast on him.
How much?
$50 million.
$50 million? What are you talking about?
He owes $50 million to him.
So I don't know what they paid him to do it.
Does he?
He makes $90 million a year off the deal he did with the casino.
All right.
But he has to pay back his debts.
So he got really nothing after taxes.
So, yeah, he makes $1.5 million per night after taxes. So,
I mean he's still doing fine, but my God, why would you blow that money?
And was it a bunch of really, really large bets?
Yeah, like
$1.5 million when you're walking by the.
He's
playing penny slots. He sat there for like,
I'll put $5 on it, and then he kept losing.
He put $5 on it, $5 million per blackjack hand.
Oh my gosh, I love you because I was thinking that in my head, and I didn't know if it was going to go over anyone else's head, so I didn't say it. You're the.
There
ish.
You go. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh man.
He used to play at before he was famous. He used to play over at Commerce Casino here. To make his rent, play cards, poker.
This is a new thing. He's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Remember that bar Pickwick's I used to go to over on Ventura?
Yeah.
It's the Irish pub.
Uh-huh.
Probably had a good time yesterday. They said Bruno Mars used to perform live in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A little hole in the wall. Every now and then they'll have a musician in the back. Said Bruno Mars used to come in there for his anything.
Anything.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to be sitting there in an Irish pub and, Gil, you're amazing. Like, you know any like cockles and muscles or anything like that, buddy?
Hey, look at this guy over here. Man. What's he singing about? Don't worry, you'll be big one day, sure, Bruno.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for traffic already. All right, let's get some traffic, and then we'll come back with the birthdays for the 18th of March, and also the March 18th history quiz for more fun and prizes. 818-955-2955. Roddy and Frank. You look okay. You know I-